beginning of the year, we need something to look forward to. We need something to hold on to. So the Lord laid on my heart to speak about hope.
Amen.
Amen. So just a quick encouraging words here. I hope you understand them. So Romans 8. Let's do 24 and 25. Hope. Amen. And just mark your Bibles on Titus 3 and 7. We'll get to that a little bit later. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for how that you brought us here. You gave us one more chance to make it right with you, Lord. We thank you for the presence, your presence in this place, Lord, that we've set aside to worship you, to honor you, to give your name the glory, Lord. We give you all the glory and the praise. Lord, we ask you to touch our heart, Lord. Open our minds and our hearts so that we can get this word down in our heart, that we won't sin against you. These blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Romans 8, 24 and 25, amen, says, "For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for what we see not, then do we have the patience, do we with patience, amen, wait for it." Hope, amen. Many definitions are given to the word hope. Such things as desire, anticipation, expectation. But hope is more than a wish or optimism or positive thinking. There's hope and there's hope. Genuine hope is a biblical conviction based on the promises of God. Amen. Hope depends on having something to look forward to. Mm-hmm. Now, Paul said in our lesson text today that we are saved by hope. Amen.
Thank you.
But hope that is seen is not hope. She says, "For what a man seeth, why does he hope for it?" But if we hope for something that we don't see, there's a question here. It says, "Do we have the patience to wait for it?"
Amen.
Hope doesn't always come when you want it. Hope is one of the big threes that we that is mentioned in 1 Corinthians 13 and 13. Hope, faith, and charity. Amen. They're all very closely related.
Amen.
The question is, especially for the people of God, for us, I want to talk to us, amen, is why do so many of us lose hope? Now, there are a number of reasons, but I'd just like to focus on maybe two of them. And this goes for anybody, but like I said, I want to talk to us tonight. Because we have so much to hope for. Amen. Now, the one reason is a misplaced priorities. People are disappointed when things don't turn out the way that they want them to. Amen. They desire things that are contrary to the values of God's Word. I'm talking to us now. Amen. And we really shouldn't be surprised when hope avoids us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Number two in my mind is misplaced confidence. Amen. Too many people, when they get saved, they think, oh, I got it made now. I'm saved. But the Bible didn't promise us smooth sailing. It didn't say that you got it made. In fact, it's just the opposite. It says, all who will live godly, come on, saints, shall suffer persecution. There is no ifs, ands, or buts. It says, you shall. You shall. You will. Paul told the Philippians, it is given unto us not only to believe in Christ, but to suffer for his sake.
Thank you, Jesus.
He also said, if in this life only we have hope, we are men most miserable. Now, there are different kinds of suffering. There is, first of all, what we call natural sufferings, things that we undergo just because we're on this planet Earth. Amen. Earth suffered the effects of the fall of man. Amen. I can picture in my mind how Earth used to be. It didn't have to rain. A mist watered the earth. You didn't have to work. You didn't have to sweat. You didn't have to toil. Earth produces everything you needed. It was a beautiful place. Then sin entered. Not only did it affect man, but it affected the whole earth.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. So earth suffered from the fall of man. Amen. We encounter many dangers, toils, and snares.
Yes.
But we as the people of God don't escape these snares. But like I say, I want to talk to us. We do have access to the resources that make us capable of enduring them. The scripture said in 2 Thessalonians 2:16 that God has given us a good hope to comfort and establish our hearts.
Hallelujah.
Then there is the self-inflicting suffer that we bring upon ourselves because of our foolish and bad choices and our misplaced priorities. But if we follow the advice of Solomon the wise man, we can avoid all of this.
Yes.
He said, trust in the Lord with all your hearts and lean not to your own understanding.
Thank you, Jesus.
our own understanding, which is limited at most. Said, acknowledge God in all your ways and allow Him to direct our path.
Amen.
Solomon's father David said, told us to delight ourselves in God, and He will give us the desires of our heart.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, to delight ourselves in God means that we must submit ourselves to His will, His ways, and His word.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Last but not least, we want to talk about Christian suffering. Amen. The one we willingly endure for the name of Christ, for the sake of His gospel. That's why we suffer. Not for being outside God's will, but for being in God's will. This is where we become partakers of His suffering. But yet we don't lose hope, because the Word said that if we suffer with Him, come on now, I got somebody with me. Amen. We will reign with Him. Amen. Who could ask for a better reason? Sometimes it's difficult to maintain hope when we watch and we read the news and we see that everything around us seems to be hopeless and disheartening. Many people become desperate and they put their hopes in the wrong places. They put their trust in the wrong people and the wrong philosophies of life. Amen. They turn to the quote unquote experts who claim to have the answers, but they're just as confused as they are. Some people think because they don't fear anything, they don't hope for anything, that they're free. But a lack of hope does not free us. A person with no hope is a prisoner of himself. A person with no hope is a prisoner of himself.
Yes.
Imprisoned by his cynicism.
Mm-hmm.
It takes genuine hope to liberate.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, genuine hope can only be found in one source, and that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. One might ask, just how does Jesus give us hope in a troubled world?
Mm-hmm.
He gave us hope through His Word.
Amen.
Amen. From the Sermon on the Mount to His ascension, He gave us words of hope. He gave us hope through His example.
Yes.
He approached life with a special optimism.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Hebrews 12:2 said, for the joy that was set before Him, He endured the suffering. He faced death and committed His spirit to God, because He was able to see beyond the present circumstances. Amen. What hope does, it allows us to see the sunshine on a cloudy day.
Yes.
He gave us hope through His sacrifice. Amen. By solving our sin problem, He removed the biggest negative from our lives. That's why when the songwriter became so inspired when he wrote the song, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness."
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
He gave us hope through His resurrection.
Yes.
He said, "Because I live, you can live also."
Amen.
He gave us hope through His promises.
Thank you, Jesus.
One of the last promises He gave us before He left was that "I go to prepare a place for you."
Yes.
Amen. There is a hope of a better day.
Yes.
No matter what goes on around us.
Yes.
It is certainly encouraging to know that Jesus is personally handling all the details of our homecoming.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
We can be confident in our walk through this troubled world because we know the outcome. I know the song says we'll run on to see what the end going to be. But we don't have to run to see what the end's going to be. So if we hold fast our confidence firm to the end, then we know what the end will be. Because he that endures to the end shall be saved.
Amen.
Amen. Ours is, Peter said, a living hope. Because our Lord is a living God. We didn't place our confidence in the wrong thing or the wrong person. Ours is not an illusion. Jesus said, "I come that you might have life, and no matter what we have to go through to get it." Just like the disciples on the ship, if we stay with Jesus, in Titus 3 and 7, it says that being justified by His grace, whose grace?
Jesus.
Amen. We should be made heirs. Everybody know what heirs is, right?
Amen.
To the hope of eternal life. Ours is an eternal life, an eternal hope of a more abundant life. It is a well that will never run dry. Amen. The Bible is a book of hope. From Genesis to Revelation. But saints, hope doesn't just drop down in our lives unexpectedly. It's like any other virtue. It has to be developed. Hope grows as we grow in wisdom and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hope becomes a part of the very fabric of our lives through patience.
Yes.
We can turn our greatest trials into victories by letting God use it. Now, a former drug addict can use his conversion to help others. An ex-convict can use their experience and turn it into a testimony to help others.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have found Christ in prison. God Himself took the shame and the outrage of the cross and turned it into an instrument of salvation for the world. Amen.
Amen.
There's something special about those who maintain hope. Saints, I'm talking to us. in the midst of difficult circumstances. Anybody can ride the current downstream. But it takes a good, excellent swimmer to swim against it. When everybody is going down that broad road, the Bible says it has enlarged itself. It seems like all your friends are having so much fun going down this road. They partying like there is no tomorrow. But it takes a special people, like I said, to maintain hope in the midst of difficult circumstances. It takes a special people to stay focused on the big picture. If, like our Lord, we can look to the positive, the powerful results of suffering, then we can endure the process. The joys of eternity put the pain of this life in proper perspective. We all want a happy ending. It doesn't matter what happens in between. If the ending is not happy, I heard Sister Gloria said it's not in vain. If the ending is not happy, then it's all been in vain. But somebody said, just one moment in God's kingdom will pay for it all. Amen. Jesus said, former things are passed away. Neither will they come into mind anymore. 1 Corinthians 15 and 57 says, thanks be to God, who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Christ in us is our hope of glory.
Yes.
It all comes into focus, children, saints of God, through obedience to His Word. If we do what God has commanded us to do in His Word, then God, who cannot lie, will do what He promised to do. All the promises of God is predicated upon our obedience. Be sure that our hope is in the right place. It's in the right one. And that our priorities and confidence is in proper perspective. Because it all depends upon who we're hoping in and what we're hoping for. Everyone can have hope. But I'm reminded of Brother Job when he said, the hope of the hypocrites shall perish. So they have hope too. But if we want our hope to reach its maturity and yield the fruits of what we've been hoping for, then we must hope in God, in God's Word, because God's Word is the only sure thing. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but the Word of God shall abide forever. So I'm asking you today, what is your hope on? Where is your hope? Who are you hoping for? Amen. A lot of people hope for riches. At the beginning of the year, I want to be rich. I want to hit the lottery. the lottery, and this whole world is going to pass away. But what did I just say? The only thing that's going to last? The Word of God. So that's where we have to place our hope, is in the Word of God. God bless you, and I hope that your hope is in the right place.
Hallelujah.
All right, God bless you. All right, all right, all right. Thank you.